sure we'll be asked about fish, so I'm going to address that one. He will. He's going to practice today. Jai will take the majority of the reps with the ones, and we'll just see how he does here. So it's making progress. I'm not sure it's all the way back, though, where we need to be. Time's yours here.
Andy, is there any such thing to you as mental blocks from teams to teams that particular hurdles that teams have to get over, whether it's you have an advantage over somebody or disadvantage? Does that stuff happen?
I don't know. I've never really thought of it that way. I'm always normally the best team goes out and wins. I mean, that's how it normally works. And, you know, so you that allows you to prepare yourself for that opponent and just maximize it. And you don't worry about all that kind of stuff. I don't think that necessarily matters.
You always talk about one energy givers. Does Marcus Peters fit that bill?
Yeah, no, he does. Yeah, to this point, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's done a very nice job. And he's been a pleasure to be around. He works hard. So, and again, his challenge will just be not on that front, but just he's young in the business, and so people will study him, and then he's got to keep answering the bell every week.
Did Rich Morse get any extra? How did he went through the first game, no snapping issues, I think. Just how much work did you guys have him do extra to kind of get accustomed to doing that again?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was just a matter of getting him in, and within practice, you're going to get reps. If you're the guy in there, you're going to get maximum reps. And so, and he's a pretty fast learner, I think. I think he's a pretty sharp kid. So he's picked it up fast.
Andy, with the Broncos, people always talk about big man, but defensively, they've got a lot going on. What do you see from there?
Yeah. No, listen. That defense is one of the top defenses in the league. I think it'll play out that way by the end of the year. They're fast. At all positions, and they have an aggressive approach. Wade does a nice job with them now, and as Foxy did with them before, and the guys that were there. But they're a fast group all the way through at every level, the front, the linebackers, and the secondary level.
Dontari Poe played 32 snaps Sunday, and then how did he look to you? And is he ready to kick on more Thursday night?
Yeah, well, we wanted to keep him right around that area for that game. You know, we'll just see how he does here this week. So I don't necessarily have a number count for you. And I probably wouldn't give it to you if I had one. And so, yeah, no, that's right.
Andy, go ahead. Can you speak to the importance of not just winning home games but divisional home games?
Yeah, well, you go in. Yeah, I mean, that's important. But you, honestly, you go into every game preparing to win that game. So, therefore, they all become very important, and not one over the other. But when it's all said and done, your division games they do mean more as you look at the at the big picture. But we try to prepare ourselves the right way every week, and that's a challenge.
Players have been pretty open about how tough Thursday games can be on their body in terms of recovery. Is there an advantage to having the first one, given that in theory you'd be freshest?
I don't know that. I'm not sure I've ever had one this early, so I can't tell you that. It probably makes sense. Yeah, probably makes sense. I think, you probably could argue that logically. You know, that makes sense.
When you look at the tape, Andy.
Go ahead. Ladies first. Go ahead. Bob doesn't mind.
What is the key to a quick turnaround game like this? Is it keeping everybody from overdoing it? Is it preparing before the first of the two? How do you handle the quick turnaround to maximize the play on the field?
Yeah, well, there's a recovery that takes place after the game. I mean, remember, this is just a Tuesday in a normal week. So you take that in consideration. At the same time, you got to get some work done. So there's a fine line there. On how you approach it, and so we're going to go practice and do our thing, and prepare ourselves to get ready to play.
Did you, when you looked at the tape Sunday night, probably? Did you see the same Derek Johnson you saw before he got hurt?
Yeah, no, I thought he played. He played very well. He was aggressive, downhill, made a lot of plays. I would say so. Yes. Yeah, it's a different system, but it's the same guy. Yeah, he's you know, like I said, it's just a little different system than he's been in, but he's still a pretty good player. Yeah. It doesn't for me, no. I don't go there. Everybody knows he's a great player. So, I mean, you don't have to mention a thing. I mean, they all know. I think the whole league knows that he's a great player. So you prepare for the team, though. That's what you do.
Sure.
And that you're playing and try to focus in on that and the battles that you have within within that. You try to concentrate. I want the players concentrating on that part of it and making sure that they have the scheme down for and the game plan down so that we can go play the best we can.
And the same token, Andy, the past six games you haven't beaten them since you've been Denver. Have there been any commonalities in those games?
Yeah, you know what? They've all been different. Some of them have been very close, and we just came up short on them, and the majority of them have been very close. So they're good battles. Yeah.
Andy, Derek Johnson pretty close to his tackle record. We've got to have as many as he has and to do something like that. What kind of qualities does he need to have to have done this to this point?
Yeah, well, all the linebackers are different. They kind of put their own stamp on how they play. Derek is a smart player. He's a downhill player. He's able to get small. He's a good-sized guy. He's able to get small and low and be very effective. He's pretty elusive in there. So,
is he one of the more consistent players from week to week that you've ever coached? Is that
Yeah, I mean he falls into that. I mean, you find guys that have done it as long as him. You normally ask that question and you go, yeah, you know what? He's one of the better ones I've coached. Yeah, absolutely.
One more. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Andy, you kind of alluded to it Sunday. I think you said there would be a few people at Arrowhead. Atmosphere in a game like this, how it might help the home team and be a challenge for the visitor?
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, it's Red Thursday. So, I mean, how much better does it get than that? There will be a couple people there. And when those couple people are there, they're very loud. And it's a great environment for football. And we're glad it's our home.
All right. Thank you, guys.